here, which brings us to agenda item number 12 here, public hearing pertaining to the setting and mesh size of gill nets on the Eastern Shore. Mr. Smina.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon.
This is really a continuation from last month, so this is a public hearing, and then it's been advertised. We've received no written public comments to date, and I don't see any public left, so this, this really is a continuation from last month, so I'll be brief. This is an item that came through our FinFish Management Advisory Committee. It was a gear user conflict. There's a small area off of Assateague Island that is sort of a hotspot for fishing, and it's a small enough area that one or two individuals could kind of cover that entire area with their gillnet licenses. So there was a request and a motion made through FMAC to only allow any individual to set no more than two nets, and also that motion asked that no agent be allowed or no gillnet permittee be allowed to just hand their gillnet permit to somebody else to fish. When this motion was made and passed by the FinFish Management Advisory Committee to come before the commission last month, the provision that no agent be involved in this area was not advertised. Last month, the commission did take action by emergency provisions to insert the provision that no agent be used in this area except by granted from the commissioner or his designee. There was one other part of the provisions to this gillnet regulation that were changed by emergency provision because they were not advertised. The FMAC motion also requested that a tending requirement be removed from the small mesh gillnets that are fished offshore. Originally, staff thought this only pertained to the Assateague Island area that was being discussed, but the motion, in fact, or the intent of this motion made by FinFish Management Advisory Committee was to remove the small mesh restriction or tending requirement for the entire ocean side of Northampton and Accomack County. Since that was not advertised for last month's public hearing, that was also put in as an emergency provision. At that time last month, we also advertised for this public hearing in order to finalize those emergency amendments and make them permanent parts of the regulation. So staff recommends establishing emergency amendments as permanent parts of Chapter 4 VAC 751 to remove the tending requirements for small mesh gillnets from August 15th through October 15th on the ocean side of Northampton and Accomack counties, and to prohibit the use of agents within the Assateague Island small mesh gillnet area, which was established last month, and a provision to allow the commissioner discretionary authority to permit the use of an agent in this small mesh gillnet area. And this would become effective September 25th.
Thank you, Jeff. Any questions of staff? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to testify in any way, shape, or form on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal here to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.